flatulating with tefillin on. The prohibition to release gas while wearing tefillin. Not a very fun topic, but one that people must know. One of the major rules regarding wearing tefillin, fulfilling the mitzvah tefillin, is that tefillin requires a clean body, as written in Masechta Shabbos 49a. And based on this, we find a number of halachas recorded in relation to having a clean body, and that one who cannot keep a clean body is in fact exempt from the mitzvah of tzitzis. For example, this is one of the reasons recorded why today we don't wear tefillin all day, because it's difficult to keep a clean body the entire time. It is also one of the reasons recorded regarding why women are not allowed to wear tefillin even if they choose. And is likewise the reason that there were areas throughout the previous generations which did not put on tefillin because they felt they couldn't keep a clean enough body, as brought in the Rishayim and the Torah. Accordingly, it's also ruled in the Shulchan Aruch in numerous areas, but mainly in chapter 38 in the Mechaber, in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, chapter 80, chapter 37, chapter 43, and chapter 44, that it is forbidden to flatulate to release gas while wearing tefillin. And so severe is this prohibition that some Paiskim learn that it is a biblical prohibition, that the requirement of cleanliness is biblically mandated, and therefore flatulence is a biblical transgression. So rules the Shagas Aryeh in Tshuva 40. And the Eshel Avraham of Butchach in chapter 38 writes that it's so severe that it's similar to having the tefillin fall on the floor, and therefore one who flatulates while wearing tefillin needs to do a similar tikkun for tefillin falling on the floor. It used to be that people would fast, today we give tzedakah instead, but that's how serious it is. And so is understood from the fact that the Paiskim prohibit and restrict a number of things regarding tefillin due to this prohibition to flatulate while wearing them. For example, Min HaTorah we rule that you're allowed to wear tefillin at light, but the sages prohibited wearing tefillin at light lest you fall asleep in them. Now, why can't you sleep in tefillin? Because you may come to flatulate while you sleep as you don't control your bowels. So we see that one after another were restricted because a person may come to do something to make his body not be clean while wearing tefillin. And therefore, it's ruled in Shulchan Aruch that someone who's having bowel issues and is unable to control himself from flatulating, then such a person may only wear tefillin for the mere moments that he can control himself, even if he only ends up wearing it for a few moments. And if he can't control himself even for a few moments, the halacha is he doesn't wear tefillin that day. He's not allowed to. So based on this, it's certainly understood that one must concentrate and try to control himself and not to flatulate while wearing tefillin. Now, what does one do if it comes against his control? Most people don't try to do it. Most people are not trying to do something purposely. It happens against their will. What do you do? So in such a case, the Achreinim write that you should try to move your tefillin out of the way as soon as possible. Meaning, if you're able to remove your tefillin, then remove your tefillin. Even if you're in the middle of davening, you have to do so. And even if there's not enough time to remove your tefillin, you still have to move them into an area that halachically invalidates them. For example, your head tefillin can be moved below the hairline or can be moved to the side of his head, which is an invalid position for the mitzvah of tefillin. Likewise, the shel yad should be moved to not be by the bicep, to either be by the crease of the elbow or be on the back of the bicep where it's invalid. And therefore, even though technically you're still wearing tefillin since you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, the iser does not apply, or at least does not apply as severely. Based on this, the Paiskim discuss whether the bracha needs to be repeated in such a case that one moved it out of the way in order so he can flatulate. As when you then go ahead and put the tefillin back in place, perhaps it's considered similar to one who went to the bathroom and now came back to put on his tefillin, in which case we rule you need to repeat the blessing. Practically, the matter is under debate in the Paiskim, and Safek Brachos Lahakale, blessing is not to be repeated. Regarding all the above, it's extremely important for one to educate bar mitzvah boys in this matter that they need to keep a clean body while wearing tefillin and may not flatulate while wearing them, and what to do if they feel a need to do so.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.